Panama regains control of canal terminals after China operators' departure. Panama has taken back control of the container terminals at the Panama Canal, ending more than three decades of management by a Chinese operator. The country's Supreme Court ruled on January 29 that the concession held by Hong Kong-based CK Hutchison Holdings Limited was unconstitutional. This decision paved the way for Panama to regain control of the terminals, which were previously operated by Hutchison's subsidiary, Panama Ports Company, S.A. As a result, the Panamanian authorities have taken over administrative and operational control of the PPC's terminals at the ports. The takeover follows a long-standing campaign by the Panama state against the concession contract, with the country seeking to assert its sovereignty over the strategic waterway. The decision marks a significant shift in the region's geopolitical landscape, as the U.S. seeks to counterbalance China's growing influence in Central America. The Panama Canal is one of the world's most critical shipping routes, and its control has far-reaching implications for global trade patterns. President Donald Trump had made taking back control of the Panama Canal a priority during his presidency, citing concerns over U.S. security. This move reflects the ongoing rivalry between the U.S. and China in the region, with both nations seeking to expand their economic and strategic influence. The decision is likely to have significant implications for global shipping companies operating in the region. The Hong Kong-based company had reached an agreement to sell dozens of global port facilities to Mediterranean Shipping Company and U.S.-based investor BlackRock for $23 billion in 2025. However, the deal was blocked by China, which demanded a controlling stake for state carrier COSCO. The Chinese government's refusal to back down on this issue has led to the current situation, where Panama has regained control of the terminals. The takeover is seen as a major victory for the Panamanian authorities, who have been seeking to assert their sovereignty over the canal for years. The move also reflects the company's concerns over the legitimacy of the concession contract, which it claims was obtained through unfair means. Despite this, the company has stated that it considers the entire process unlawful and is considering its legal options. The Panamanian authorities have assured representatives of PPC that they will be transferred out of PPC, must not communicate with PPC, and must comply with government instructions under threat of criminal prosecution. The company's employees are also being instructed to cease all operations at Balboa and Cristobal terminals. However, the company maintains that it is considering its legal options and is seeking clarification on the legitimacy of the takeover. The takeover of the two terminals reflects the culmination of a campaign by the Panama state against PPC and the concession contract over the past year. The move marks a significant shift in the region's geopolitical landscape, as the U.S. seeks to counterbalance China's growing influence in Central America. The decision is likely to have significant implications for global shipping companies operating in the region. The takeover of the terminals also raises serious concerns over the operations, health, and safety at the Balboa and Cristobal terminals, which were not consulted by PPC. The company has stated that it considers this process unlawful and is seeking clarification on the legitimacy of the takeover. Despite this, the Panamanian authorities have assured representatives of PPC that they will be transferred out of PPC. The situation highlights the ongoing rivalry between the U.S. and China in the region, with both nations seeking to expand their economic and strategic influence. The decision by Panama to regain control of the terminals is likely to have significant implications for global shipping patterns and trade flows, author underscore name.